welcome to today's episode of Delta Lodge Outdoors. Today we're going to talk about spring squirrel season. It starts May 6th, 7th, something like that. It runs to like the 14th, 15th, somewhere in that area. With that, when this episode airs, it'll probably be the 12th or 13th, so it'll be the tail end of the season. So the episode for this one will have been hunting WMAs with Dalton. I believe the episode we're going to drop after this one is going to be with Yellow Tech or Eastern Woods Outdoors. I haven't decided which one's coming up. We have Yellow Tech. If you don't know about them, check them out. And if you don't know about Eastern Woods with the One Sticks, check them out. Yellow Tech designs a pole that fits in your boat to keep your GoPro constantly charged through your lighting port in the rear of the boat. It's pretty cool. They also have some other stuff, what they call a juice box, that hooks to it, to a GoPro or anything like that when you're using it on like a chest strap to keep you constantly powered. Those are some really cool items. I'm looking forward to, you know, the episodes coming out where we did the podcast with those guys. We learned a lot. It was really cool getting to talk to Kristen from Yellow Tech and Dano from Eastern Woods Outdoors. So what we're going to talk about today is my plans is I'm probably going to leave. Let's see, I'm going to give you, check the date, sorry about that, in the background. Today's May 2nd when I'm recording this, and season runs May 7th through May 15th. I'll probably leave the 9th or 10th and go to one of the WMAs that I actually like to deer hunt it and hog hunt it, so I'm going to go there and mainly do some scouting and check the stuff I checked towards the end of the year. Then hopefully we can get on some, there's a lot of hogs there, so we're going to be squirrel hunting, but hopefully we can kill a hog and on video, because we will be filming for the YouTube channel, which is under Delta Lodge Outdoors also. Same name as the podcast, so if you want to check out some of our stuff on YouTube, you can go there. So what we have is those two items in the agenda to while we're there. And we're going to spend some time. We're probably going to camp at the little primitive campground they got. Show the little camping setup we're going to run. Well, I should be by myself. I doubt anybody else gets to go with me. I'll show the little setup I'm going to run with that. It's something new I'm trying this year. It's actually like a four-person tent that hooks to the 10x10 pop-up. So you have that, and then my pop-up heads the sides on it, so it's enclosed. And it's the little pop-up blind like you use at like sporting events. So 10x10 with a four-man tent hooked to the back of it. And it has three sides, because I have to take the fourth side off to hook the tent in. But it gives me a complete covered area with a tent. I'm going to probably set up and record a podcast while I'm up there. And we're going to, like I said, film for the YouTube channel while we're there. And it'll show our camping setup, show what we're doing. I'm going to do what I have. It's one of the can cookers. They're really cool. One of my buddies that has Last Stop Waterfowls, Jacob Robery, he's been producing a lot of videos on YouTube using his, and I was like, wow. So I got one and tried it out, and I cooked the other night chili beans with it. It's the first thing I ever cooked in it, and I think start to finish, and this was like, you know, a pound of beans out the packs with hard beans, not canned beans. Took me like an hour and 20 minutes start to finish with everything, which was pretty cool. So it's kind of a real handy thing, and you can cook anything in it. Like, they have a complete list of recipes on their website, and what was really cool to me is like you can even cook cornbread in it. I mean, like, and that's what Jacob told me. He's like, dude, we do everything in it. He said he's got, I think he told me he had one for his house, one for work, and like two for his camp or whatever. Like, yeah, he likes them. And seeing him cook with them, like, I was like, I've got to try one of these out. So I got one to try out. I really enjoyed it. It'll be an essential in my hunting bag, so it'll go with me when we go camping anywhere. But so what we're going to do is touch what on that with, we'll leave Monday evening or Tuesday, probably Tuesday morning, if I had to guess. And go and do a complete, we'll set our camp up that day, do a little scouting, and probably squirrel hunt a couple hours that day. It just depends on what time I get to leave, because I am going to North Louisiana to go. So it's going to be a 3.5 hour, 4 hour ride for me. And so hopefully I can leave around 8 o'clock at the latest, get there around noon, get set up, check some stuff out. That'll be Tuesday. I'll hunt Wednesday and Thursday. Probably come home sometime Friday. Because during this time frame, I also have to go disc up the area to get the spring food plot ready for my little boy's deer stand. So we'll be working on that. So I have a lot to do and a little bit of time to do it in. We'll see how it turns out. And like I said, this one's going to air probably Friday the... Was that Friday 13th? Maybe. Yep, this one should come out Friday the 13th. So, and actually should be on my way back when this one drops. Then, like, so hopefully I can add to it at the end, kind of give a rundown of what happened while we were there. But I will have stuff for the YouTube channel that'll come out once I get my buddy Brant, one of our pro staff guys, to edit it all. And then, we'll have stuff hitting the YouTube channel of the entire 3, 4, 5 days that I'm there. So that's the quick rundown of what we're doing. I want to thank everybody that's been tuning in to the shows. Like, we appreciate the downloads and the listens, and the ones that are hitting the YouTube channel, the ones that have subscribed to it, the ones that have liked our Facebook page. It's all under Delta Lodge Outdoors. We're super appreciative of that. And then, you know, I'm not going to keep y'all long today. This is just going to be a little short thank you and an idea of what we're doing. Like I said, I'll be leaving for a few days that week. When this one airs, I'll actually be back in town or on my way back. And so hopefully we have some good footage to put out. And I want to record a podcast while I'm there. Jeremy, the game warden for the area, he actually is on Louisiana law. If he's up there, I'm going to see if he'll sit down and do a little interview with us to talk about everything and just get an idea of, from his perspective, of a lot of stuff. And because sometimes I run into the game wardens when I'm up there. Sometimes I don't. I know the last week that I spent deer hunting for deer season, I actually never saw another person. So it was actually very peaceful. When you can spend a week on wildlife management without seeing another person, it's pretty nice. Where I'm going, like I said, I scouted it and hunted last week of January. It's, I got on a bunch of good hogs when I was there, so I killed one while I was there, then saw a few more. So I'll probably go after one of the, in that area to check and see if I can kill a hog. Then we'll do a little bit of squirrel hunting. Like, that's what we're mainly going to do, is just scout, because I've got a bunch of fall beds, winter beds I found. So I want to check those and see the proximity of what they're doing there. And check another area out that I plan on hunting in October. Because I, sorry, a text popped up on my computer. And, I mean, just Baton Rouge area is getting horrible. Apparently there's a drive-by by a condo with over 200 shots fired. A 13-year-old girl was sitting in a house, got shot. It's just, this Baton Rouge, it's getting out of control. We're not going to get into that on this style of podcast. They got others for that. Prayers for the family and little girl. And the biggest problem here is nobody wants to come. Like, maybe this won't be the case with this one, but most issues here in the Baton Rouge area, something happens, nobody comes forward, nobody saw nothing. Then a week or two later, the cops are like, well, this was a retaliation for da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, gotta do better, people. Gotta do better. And that's from us as regular people all the way to police administrations and the district attorneys. And, I mean, it's just, it needs a whole, needs a lot of work. And I don't want to get into that because I don't want to push my beliefs on anybody, because I don't want theirs pushed on me. So we'll get back to the good stuff, hunting and fishing. And what is it, you know, that just the outdoors. So, yeah, we'll go there. We'll set up. We'll run cameras. I'm going to try to run 2 cameras pretty much around the clock. just to have some fun with it. Give us a lot of footage. Just start slowly putting out, break it down into a series for the YouTube channel. So Brent's really going to be like probably pissed off when I give him like 30 hours of video to edit. So wish me luck there that he doesn't like quit me or shoot me. So hopefully, like, if I kill a hog and give him some hog meat, it'll make him feel a little better. We're actually going today. Like I said, today's Monday the 2nd. I'm going today to drop off our hats to our guy that's going to be producing those. His name is Landon LeBlanc. He's out of Central Louisiana, just out of Baton Rouge. And I went to his shop the other day, really liked his work. Really cool guy, fits the idea of what we have in mind and what we're doing, because he's pretty much doing the same thing to an extent. I mean, he's new into deer hunting and everything, so we'll probably have him on some podcast, trying to get him on the YouTube channel with us hunting, trying to get a little group together for the first week of October for the opening of deer season. I have trying to get three or four guys. I know for sure I'll be there. It opens on Saturday, but I'll be there the day before setting up. I'm trying to get a group of guys to come up. And then I've got another buddy, Steven. He's getting the dates gathered up. I'm not sure when it's going to be, but we're supposed to be making a Missouri hunt. So we have a lot of hunts planned if everything flows like it's supposed to. So we'll go from there and just piece this together one piece at a time. Like I said, this episode wasn't going to be very long. I don't want to, I don't have much to say, because I know that's amazing for me that I don't have much to say. So I have a lot that I want to do that I'm not saying right now, because, you know, the thing is, when I start saying, hey, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, something happens that falls through. Just know that we're leaving Monday or Tuesday next week. We'll be back Friday. This episode will air Friday, the 13th. We're going to have video from spring squirrel season of our camp set up, cooking, you know, hopefully shooting a hog and probably, like, we'll have hopefully some hogs, but we should have some squirrel video. Hopefully we can get with the game warden and be able to do a podcast with him. I'm going to have the stuff with me to kind of do a rough one in the woods. And I know it's that favorite thing, you know, game warden, conservation officer, like a lot of people, you know, don't like to go that route, but I've been around him a few times up there. He's checked me a couple times. Really cool guy. So if he's there, we'll probably have him on and get his opinion of everything, because, you know, you got the CWD issues in the area. You got them filming the shows. I mean, so should be some fun. Stay tuned. We appreciate y'all subscribing to the YouTube channel, liking the Delta Flodge Outdoors Facebook page, downloading the podcast. Y'all keep it up. We're super appreciative of it. We thank y'all. We want y'all to continue to do it. You can actually interact with us on the Facebook page or the YouTube channel, or in, I'm pretty sure, through the podcast providers. But if you have any questions and you don't want to use one of those three venues, it's all under Delta Flodge. But you can also email us at info@deltaflodgeoutdoors.com. Send us any questions, ideas, things you want to hear, things you don't like, just whatever. Email us. Let us know. You want to come on the show? We're always looking for guests. And, I mean, you don't have to be a big name in the outdoor world. You don't have to have a big product. You just want to come on and, like, tell hunting stories and talk. It's one of the things we want to do is, like, you know, to come on and tell us what got you into the outdoors and, like, what you like about it. So check us out at all. Obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you know this one, Delta Flodge Outdoors. But check us out at YouTube and Facebook, Delta Flodge Outdoors. And info@deltaflodgeoutdoors.com. Any of this, leave us a, you know, you can leave us a message and we'll get back with you and we'll go from there. We look forward to hearing from y'all. We're super appreciative and thankful for you know, y'all making these wheels turn. Thanks. Julius Craig, Delta Lodge Outdoors.